subject of electronic harassment, which I think I would like to rephrase as electronic terrorism. That also is something that you have researched and you've spoken about in the past, but most people are not familiar with it. What role does electronics play in controlling populations?
Everything. A radio frequency is being weaponized into directed energy weapons to be used on civilians and all living things. And
would you agree that we are basically electrical, or our nature, like our bodies, they function electrically, like our brain signals are electrical signals. So controlling somebody with the electronics by sending some sort of, you know, electronic signal into a brain would be the equivalent of sending a signal into your computer and making it do something that you wanted to do. Would that be a good analogy?
Well, life has evolved on Earth under the conditions of the Earth's magnetic field. So those are waves. Now,
right.
Einstein's formula, E equals mc squared, energy equals mass times a constant squared, which is the speed of light,
right.
Photons. That basically is the energy regime for the whole universe. And what it means is that everything in the universe is either in waveforms, light, radio, whatever, or it's matter. And it's this interplay of those two forms of energy that make life possible. Now, our bodies are simply photons. We're just a pile of photons. And it is wavelengths, it's energy, it's frequencies that control and synchronize our biological system and make life possible. And so the way that messages travel through our body, it's not chemical reactions.
Right.
They're too slow. It's infrared. And that's why they have a whole satellite system. It's called...
SARS.
It's called SARS, but there's another... I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, that... Iridium. It's the
iridium.
That's right.
That was back in the 90s or something.
The government put a fortune into it, developing it. Then they said, "Oh, we can't use it." They gave it to Bill Gates and Microsoft. Well, guess what? It's really for. It's really for attacking people from space with infrared, and infrared is the message flow through our bodies, telling organs when to do what, telling cells when to do what, whatever. So our bodies are completely controlled, managed, everything through frequencies. And all they have to do is do research on the natural frequencies in all parts of the body and then mimic that. And that's what they're doing. And algorithms, which were developed, it's a mathematical language that they use in factories on assembly lines, for instance, to give commands to the machinery on manufacturing, making things, instead of having people do it. And so at Davis in the 60s, when I was a student there, there was a monkey colony hidden out in a peach orchard. And the students who worked there would come back and they'd say the monkeys all have the top of their heads cut off, their wires coming out of their brains, and some of them they'll give commands to, and all they do is climb up and down inside their cage all day long. Now, a very famous Spaniard who came to the United States, joined the U.S. Army, his name is Aquino, he got real involved. I'm sure he was sent by the Jesuits to come and do this in the U.S., but he was very involved in the biology of aggression, of of doing learning how to control animals and then use it to apply it to humans. And he did this very famous demonstration on television. He went into a bull ring and he had a little controller in his hand, and there was a wire that was put into the bull's brain that he could transmit to. And this bull came charging at him with these huge horns, and he just went beep with one button, and the bull stopped and turned around and walked away.
Became a pussycat,
Turned him into a pussycat. Right. Now, they have these microwave systems in the sports stadiums now where they have huge collections of people watching football or whatever, and they can turn these on when the crowd starts rioting. And people just are turned into that bull, and they just slowly walk out of the they just stop rioting, and they slowly walk out and go to their cars and get in and drive away. It's in the sports stadium.
Is this technology in your research? Would you say that this is in the process of being developed, or has it already been
defined? Oh, no. This is way, 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 way in advance. And what we've been doing here in Berkeley for the last few years is observing all of this being, all these pieces being integrated and put together. And the chancellor of the University of California at Davis campus holds 19 patents on these frequencies, antennas, and the integration of all these systems. She is now the chancellor of the University of California at Davis. She said, "I'm Greek." She is the one who had the Occupy movement on the Davis campus. All these students were sitting there completely quiet. No one said a word. They were demonstrating part of the Occupy movement, which it's a color revolution. And she